You are listening to Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world famous Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. My name is Eddie Torres, and with me, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
Wearing my pro wrestling tees, MJF, I'm better than you shirt.
Hell yeah, that's a good shirt.
It's not a t-shirt on earth that encapsulates how I feel about people.
Yeah. You know, he's right now. I mean, we didn't talk about it last week because we got into a lot of different topics with Mr. Barnett. But I got to bring up first, before we even get to the first topic, that bar mitzvah, that re-bar mitzvah on TV. What did you think about that as a Jewish fan?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was about 3 minutes too long.
Okay.
In the comedy world, they should have been given the light. Because it was about 20 minutes.
The whole thing?
And I thought if it was 15, it would have been almost the near-perfect segment. But toward the end, it started to drag a little bit. I mean, the cake spot was so obvious. It wasn't... I mean, it was still funny, but I thought if they would have... Like, when they all said, we won a championship match at the same time, maybe cut it about 3 minutes after that.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have been cool. It did get a little awkward. Also, I mean, and it's also me because I'm paying too much attention to detail, but I noticed him grabbing the cake and putting it on his face when he was on the floor to just make it more, you know, wild looking, I guess. But I wish, you know, the camera guys really need some work. Don't show that. Don't show Mox blading and taking a blade out of his lip and then going like this on his forehead. It's a little bit much. Cut to a different camera. You have like 10 of them.
Even last night, and I know we'll talk about the match later, there was a spot where in the corner where Vikingo was setting up his spot, and you could see Omega waiting, and he kind of moved so he could get into position.
Yeah, man, just change the camera angle. Maybe if people see it live, that's fine. But if
it was the worst camera angle you could have because it totally shows Omega setting up to catch him. Whereas maybe a crowd shot just for 2 seconds.
Yeah, was it the 6:30?
Yeah,
outside.
Not on the not the table spot, but maybe a couple minutes before that, there was a spot in the opposite corner where Omega was squatting and he was kind of waiting. And I'm sure it's not a complaint, but the spot was taking a little longer to set up than maybe they had planned.
Yeah.
So you just see Omega kind of shift forward and like. That would not have happened in the WWE. There would have been maybe an announcer shot, you know.
To be fair, this is a step up from their usual situation of completely missing everything. Missing pinfalls.
Now they're showing too much.
Yeah, where like they're on the floor as the move is happening, or you just hear a bell ring. You're like, did the match end? Oh, yeah, the camera just didn't pick up on the pin.
Yeah, it's hard to complain about the match. And I don't know if we're going to start talking about it now or later. Yeah. I mean, what a great main event, especially... I do like that they gave this 25-year-old kid a main event right out of the gate. Like,
yeah. Yeah, and enough time, too. They gave him, like, 20-minute match, I think it was. That was a pretty lengthy match.
It made up for the Stokely Hathaway hook. I mean,
boy,
I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, that was awful.
It's a funny segment for Stokely. But the other people involved don't need to be there. Like, why is Big Bill and all, like, what's going on? Like, can we just move on? Can Hook go do something serious for once? Because it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like how he's now the humor guy. He's almost, they're making Orange Cassidy a little more serious now, which I do like. And Hook now is the goofy, let's put him in against, you know, Stokely, who did take some bumps. I'll give him that. He took one on the outside. That had to hurt a little bit.
That barricade bump didn't feel good, I'm sure, when they put him in the corner on a barricade.
But the main event was, I mean, I watched it twice.
Yeah.
I never watch. You know, usually you watch it once. Okay, that was good, and then you delete. It was really well done. I mean, not a tremendous amount of storytelling.
Sure, but there, like that's the big complaint online right now. Everybody's complaining, like, what's the story for this? The story is an up-and-coming Mexican star that is doing incredible things in the ring gets a shot at the best wrestler in the world. That's the story. We don't need to have not every single angle needs a 6-month build. Like, this was just, everybody was just wanting to watch Vikingo do some crazy spots with Omega. That's all this was. And it doesn't need to be more complicated than that, I don't think.
And not many botches. Really, I can't think of one, which is really impressive in a 20-minute match, which is basically, like you said, a spot fest.
Yeah, filled with like crazy innovative spots that I've never seen before.
I mean, maybe one, the one I'm talking about where it took a little while to set up.
Yeah.
Because he ripped away something that was on the top buckle. Like, I don't think it was supposed to be there.
It was his helmet.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you know, that just happens. But the only thing I didn't like was the run-in. It kind of took away from Vikingo's. Like, I think he should have. That's his moment.
Yeah.
That's his introduction. At least in Bully Ray, and I think it's Busted Open, they brought it up where have Vikingo walk up the ramp, take his bow, and then maybe do the run-in.
Right, right.
Because he just kind of fell off the apron, and I didn't even see him leave. But, you know.
So. No, yeah, he just rolled out. They didn't wait for him to get out of the ring. They should have waited.
And the worst acting ever in the world by Don Callis, who is winning me over, but when he faked getting hit by Hangman, it was such bad acting. Like, it was awful.
So here's a thought that I was having while watching that whole segment. Like, where is this going? What's going on? I think Don Callis hired the Blackpool Combat Club. I think Callis is going to eventually, because he's a bit on the internet and a couple of other shows, he's been scouting Takeshita as, like, his new prominent, like, guy.
Right.
So I think they're going to separate Don Callis from Omega and eventually just have Omega and Page, Hangman Page, get back together as a tag team, perhaps, and then have Don Callis go focus on Takeshita and maybe even take over the Blackpool Combat Club, bring in Takeshita to the Blackpool Combat Club, that kind of thing. That'd be kind of fun.
I mean, thanks to you, I'm getting a little more indoctrinated into New Japan and, you know, maybe bring the Golden Lovers.
Dude, if they do that.
The Young Bucks, like, you know, because I do think there's going to be a swerve in this Omega universe, whether it's Callis joining the combat or the Bucks turning on Omega, something that sets up Omega getting maybe Briscoe. Like, I don't see that, but, like,
I'd like to see Omega go back to being a singles guy.
Me too.
But I feel like after that match, by the way, was the first time I've seen a post-match where I saw Omega and he looked rough. Like, he got banged up in that match, and he looks like he's still kind of recovering a little bit. Like, you can see certain spots around his chest and shoulder were, like, more red than anything else. And not just because of an abrasion or a scratch. It was just, you could tell, it's just tired. Like, he went in on that match.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a limited number of matches like this left. I don't think he's at the end of the rope yet, but, like, you just can't wrestle this style.
Yeah.
For how long he's done it. And I haven't seen him have a bad match in 5 years. You know, starting with Jericho, Okada, like, every match, Ospreay, obviously. I can't recall him having a bad match. And, you know, he's going to start to break down at some point. So I hope it's not anytime soon. But I agree. He did look rough in the under his elbow pad.
He has some tape. Yeah.
And his bicep looked, I'm not trying to start like a rumor or anything.
Right, right.
It looked a little swollen. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That whole arm and shoulder and, like, a little bit of the chest here, it looked rough. Like, and not just like, oh, maybe he caught a boot, you know? Like, it just looks like that's not fully healed, I don't think. I don't think he's 100%. So we might, you know, go into that territory of where maybe they split the trios of the Elite and have there be a tag team. Either it's Hangman, Adam Page, or they bring in Ibushi. Ibushi would be amazing. We'll see what happens after Bloodsport if he doesn't get his, you know, ass kicked.
Well, I think it was like the third or fourth move where Vikingo gave Omega an elbow to the face and knocked him out of the ring. It looked pretty real.
Yeah.
So
all the kicks to the head, too, from Vikingo were very loud. Like,
that kid is good.
Yeah, he's really, really good. Really, you know, up and coming, like, I think. And he's short, so he's kind of like the next, you know, there's luchadors out there, but no luchador really has the stature of Rey Mysterio. This dude is about, not as small, but still pretty small compared to Omega.
Yeah, I mean,
he could be the next Mysterio is what I'm saying.
Oh, 100%. I thought him and like a little bit of Eddie Guerrero with the violence.
Yeah.
And I just hope that they don't do what they kind of did with Jay White, where they bring him in, he has a great match at Forbidden Door, and then, you know, bam, does he just go back to AAA like this match never happened?
Well, as long as they don't keep pissing off Conan over at AAA, because they kept, you know, there's been issues with him and Tony Khan. Obviously, they've settled that since they brought him over for the match. But I think a lot of that had to do with Kenny, because he's former AAA champion, never actually lost the championship, had to surrender it due to injury. So, I mean, yeah, I hope they keep bringing him back, but I think he's going to be in AAA for a while longer. He still has some work to do, I think, in terms of building himself up.
Because he's hot right now in American. You know, a lot of people didn't know who he is.
Yeah, there was a good reaction.
And I think they said his Instagram account was at like 8,500, and after the match, it was almost at 10,000, which is a huge, like, to go from that, it doesn't seem like a lot when you have like people like Kim Kardashian have like 100 million, but you know, to go 1,500 followers in, you know, an hour,
yeah,
when you only have 8,500, that's, you know, the eyes are on them right now. So I hope they don't drop the ball and just have them go back to AAA and, you know, bring him back for Forbidden Door maybe. And it's like, well, where's he been the last 4 months?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's good, man.
So good. And, you know, I'm going to do, since Earl's a babyface now, I'm going to do a little bit of a heel turn on the fans. Like, I keep hearing people talking shit that this match wasn't good, that it was a spot fest. That guys, fuck off. Did you hear the crowd? That's all that matters. That's really all that matters. Your opinion. I love Carl Gotch and chain wrestling and catch as catch can. I love it. I'm Barnett's buddy. My favorite thing in the world. But that match was undeniable, and you sitting at home complaining, where's the story? Where are all these spots? That's not wrestling. Fuck you. Stop watching. How about that? Because the crowd popped every move, and they were going crazy. And like you said, his internet, you know, IG numbers going up, whatever it is, it's working. It's not working for you, but guess what? Things change. So, anyway.
I mean, I do wish there was just a smidge more storytelling. I mean,
sure.
At some point, it was almost like choreographed gymnastics, but you know, those two are the best right now, you know, with Ospreay and a few others. The only concern I have about Vikingo is, and there's just right now in AEW, if they do bring him in, and I think you're right, he will go back to AAA, but there's a limited amount of opponents for him that could do that style. There's Rey Fénix.
Yeah, Phoenix, Penta,
you know, Omega,
Roosh.
You know, so, you know, they'd have to be real picky with who they put him up against next. Because now people, the bar's been set for him with the American audience of, sure. Wow, that was, we want that every time.
Right.
So if you put him up there against, even MJF, who I do think is a very good wrestler, I don't know if MJF could hang with that guy.
It would be a different type of match.
Yeah, yeah. Or a bigger guy, you know, a Claudio, or might be more interesting to put him up against a more muscular, I'm not saying Wardlow, but like...
Big Bill?
Big Bill might kill him.
Yeah.
But it would be... I love opposite styles sometimes.
Yeah.
But a great... It's one of the better debuts in any company I've ever seen.
For sure. Moving on, I had MJF Rebarman, so we already brought that up. I thought it was a cool segment. I just wanted to get your opinion, since you know, you're of the tribe and all. If they did justice, you know, there hasn't been a Cuban quinceañera match or something, so I don't really have anything to compare it to.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty much what you see at any bar mitzvah, outside of the six whores that came into the ring with him.
I don't know. There was pictures of him in his original bar mitzvah with a bunch of whores. So,
I mean, it was got a little Godfather-ish, you know, with the girls. I'm assuming he really did break up with his fiance with the last makeout he did with it. I don't know if that's his new girlfriend, but I mean, it was fun. No segment's going to be perfect. I just think.
They almost dropped him in that chair. I remember when they first lifted him, I saw him kind of dip. I'm like, oh, no.
I mean, you know, it's just a little long.
Yeah.
But a great – I did like, you know, the four or the three that they selected to be in there with them wasn't typical. Like, they're giving those kids their shot. Like,
sure. Well, those are the pillars.
Yeah.
That's the whole storyline, I think, moving forward, is the four pillars. It's the all four of them are, like, the young guys that are, you know, the things holding up AEW, whatever that means. But who, if you were to pick one of those three, who do you want as, like, the next champ?
I mean, I don't think any of those three are going to beat MJF. I think, I mean, all three would be a great match. I mean, I think Sammy and MJF would be a great match. I mean, Darby can take bumps like nobody's business. And, you know, Jungle Boy can too. I don't think Jungle Boy is ready to be the world champion.
No.
Darby is definitely not the atypical, you know, look of a champion, but he's very popular. And, you know, Sammy's paid his dues. You know, he's put his body on the line for AEW.
Yeah. I think the only one that comes close is Sammy. I think Darby's good, but I think Darby is more of a mid-card champion, like the TNT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they're building towards. You know, I'm assuming, I just, in my head, I see him and Omega would just be, I mean, I know that's, I don't know if they're going to stick to these three, mm-hmm. but I just, the mic war with Omega and MJF would just be epic. You know, is Ospreay, he's done in New Japan, right?
No, that was Jay White who's done. Ospreay still, he's got another year in his contract.
Okay, but the United Empires, are they New Japan still? Because they were in AEW the last couple weeks.
So. Yeah, they're still hopping back and forth. They're still in New Japan.
I mean, who do you want to see amongst those three?
I don't want to see any of them. I want to see MJF crush all of them. I mean, he's already beaten, as he said, each one of them individually. I'd like to see a match where it's a fatal four-way with all of them, and he just destroys them all and moves on, and we just get more programs with other people. Like, now it's got to be kind of daunting to Tony Khan to, like, build up MJF, have him crush all the pillars, have him be the world champion, all this, and then 2024 comes and he takes the bid from WWE. It's like you built this person up to hand them over to the bigger company, you know what I mean?
So yeah, I mean, I don't think they would build him up like that unless there was a, you know, a contract extension. Say, hey, you know, till 2030, we'll build you up. You'll be basically our Hulk Hogan for the next couple years. You might lose it here and there, but, like, you'll be the face of AEW till however long, a 10-year deal. So I think that's going to be key. If he does go to WWE in 2024, they could just job him out.
Yeah.
Or just keep him off of TV, which is insane. But
yeah, MJF needs to stay champ. I don't think any of those three guys are ready. Even though they're all great. They're all great. I think they're all ready for TNT, mid-card. I don't think they're ready for world championship status, but... moving on, the biggest story right now is CM Punk decided to... I hate that I'm talking about CM Punk right now. CM Punk decided to make a social media post where he buried Dave Meltzer, Chris Jericho, Tony Khan, and Mox, called Jericho a liar and a stooge. I don't know, man. Basically, he was saying that the doctors didn't clear him for a match, and TK said, you're just going to, it's a squash. So it's, you don't need to be cleared for that. And they wanted to, you know, he wanted Punk to put his body at risk when his health wasn't all the way 100%, which is why Punk was mad at TK. Apparently he was mad at Jericho and Mox for getting in the way of the brawl. I don't know. It's dumb. And I want CM Punk to quote Seth Rollins, go away forever. I don't want to see him anymore. I don't want to hear about him anymore. I want to stop talking about him. I did a little YouTube search again just to be like, you know what? Let me watch something about CM Punk. Maybe something will finally click. And it was a compilation of him botching every spot in AEW that he's had. Like, he's done. He's done. He's brittle. He's not going to go on some majestic run out of nowhere. It's over. Let's just move on. I don't understand why we're still talking about this. Why is it all over the news?
Because he's a name. You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, how many times in WWE or WWF were guys or in WCW, really? I mean, they're probably the biggest example of guy like a Scott Steiner who's clearly done, but he's a name. So you just keep trotting him out there. You know, I mean, look at, you know, how many CM Punk shirts did you see in the crowd last night?
You
know?
But for you, like, does CM Punk do anything for you? Like, aside from the MJF angle, which I will admit is the best thing he's done in years. And I'm going to put it mostly on MJF. But aside from that MJF angle, what? Like, what's the deal? Has he done anything for you?
I mean, you know, if AEW had like a WrestleMania type, I don't know what is considered AEW's WrestleMania. You know, maybe now Forbidden Door. I mean, that seems to be the name you hear constantly. You don't really hear a lot about All or Nothing or All In, you know, until a week before.
Yeah, Double or Nothing is the one that they're building to now, which I think that's where they're going to, that's what Darby was alluding to when he, right, and doing that MJF thing.
But like, if they ever do get there, okay, this is the one we go all in on once a year, like, you know, WrestleMania, like, I would make money with the Bucks, Omega, and then CM Punk, and it doesn't really matter who the other two would be.
FTR. I mean, It has to be FTR. It has to be them, because they're like the buddy buddies, and FTR has history with the Bucks. So, yeah, the Elite versus Punk and the FTR,
that's a money.
Yeah.
That's one of the few AEW matches where even outside wrestling fans have at least heard of, and you might get a few extra buys. Oh, yeah, they hate each other, the backstage fight. I mean, people still talk about it. Like,
yeah, I can already see the video packages, you know, putting it all together.
And the promos. Now, I don't know if there's, I'm assuming there's still real life heat between the two, but, like, you know, Vince McMahon was the king of putting guys and girls in the ring who didn't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a half shoot, half work match. So,
I don't know. That could be cool. I'll watch the Elite versus FTR if they do the whole brawl out as an angle. Otherwise, I don't really care. And I don't want to see him anymore.
I mean, to answer your question, no. Outside of the brawl, CM Punk does not do it for me.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of a dick to me once at Equinox. But like, I'm like, hey, man, you're the only reason I watch. And he's like, don't say that, man. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Well,
I don't need you. Yeah, I'm an executive member, bitch.
Something I forgot to put in my notes that is important and has to do with Jewish wrestlers and AEW. Goldberg is a free agent, and Tony Khan wants him. So we may get Goldberg in AEW sooner than later.
I mean,
can they afford to have more injured superstars?
I mean, I would mark out for one match.
What?
I don't want
Sting
a long term.
Sting and a Goldberg?
I mean, Sting was looking a little skinny last night. He is 64. I get it.
Happy birthday, Sting.
Yes, I don't expect, you know, the Blade Runner's version of Sting at 64, but, you know, maybe a squash match for Wardlow, like get him back. Like, that would get Wardlow a little bit of a, you know, he's just there right now.
What if Tony Khan pulls a Vince and like Goldberg comes in and just destroys MJF in 5 seconds and becomes world champion?
Well, if I could see that happening if MJF was going WWE. Okay, you want to go to Vince? Well, guess what? You got one more match with Goldberg and he's going to kill you.
He's going to break your neck in 5 places. We're going to wrap his arm in barbed wire for the jackhammer.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be great, though, of like, you know, because in the old days, they would do stuff like that. Like, hey, you're going to go to the other company? Well, you got one more match. And then you just whisper to Goldberg, hey, give him the Bret Hart.
Give him the Bret.
But that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I saw prime Goldberg. Like, I mean, I'd be down for one match.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't want to see him at all, especially... What did it for me was when he squashed Bray Wyatt, because I think Bray Wyatt just hasn't been the same since. He's tried, but he hasn't been the same. By the way, John, it was so good to hear your voice. You've been gone for 2 episodes.
Yeah, you're awful quiet.
Well, you guys were kicking ass without me. I didn't need to be here for those interviews. You guys handled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to take the reins over when the WrestleMania talk starts, because I don't even know what's on the card.
It's going to be wild.
Well, let me get to it, because it's a lot. All right. News, Bray Wyatt potentially out of his match. He is apparently out with an illness. They've been teasing, like, they're, you know, he's still on the WrestleMania poster. There was some sticker next to someone during an interview of the Bray Wyatt logo, but it just seems to have been like a halt to the Bobby Lashley-Bray Wyatt feud for WrestleMania, which, to be honest, good, because nobody really wanted that in the first place. So maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they were just like, we saw the internet reaction. He's going to be out sick for a little bit, and then we'll just give him a match at Mania or something.
He's doing exactly what I would do if I didn't want to do something at school. I don't feel good.
He's calling
out. He wants nothing to do with this storyline that makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah, he's calling out sick. That's what's going on.
I think the two options I'm thinking, they originally wanted, I just know some behind-the-scenes stuff. Stone Cold has not been approached about a match yet, but there was talk about him doing something with LA Knight.
Yeah.
The last I heard, he hasn't been approached yet, but if not, it might be LA Knight doing the whole, it's LA, I need to be part of WrestleMania, and then Bray comes out. Maybe not an official match, but there's no way Bray is ill all of a sudden. I'd be ill too if I had to fight fucking Bobby Lashley out of nowhere on the biggest fucking show of the year, but...
Yeah. There's also rumors circulating about Matt Cardona returning to WWE and potentially taking that match with Lashley if Bray doesn't show up. Or potentially what you said, LA Knight calls out for someone, and that's Matt Cardona. So
there's no chance they're putting him over. Like, this is going to be a Chelsea Green situation. He's going to come back in and just get destroyed. Why? Why bring him? He's a Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania debut.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Don't fucking squash him at Mania on his return. It would be cool to see if they do a ladder match again and he came in as like a surprise entrant. Because I think they did that for the Intercontinental a few years ago. I mean, now it's taken, but
yeah,
that would be cool to see him. And he doesn't have to win to not be squashed, but don't have him come in and have Bray fucking eat him alive.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Or Lashley, because you know Lashley ain't losing Cardona.
That'll be a 3-second match.
Yeah. I'm excited to see him. He's good friends with Cody Rhodes, so I have a feeling that Cody's putting in a good word trying to get Cardona in there. After that, I also have, you know, speaking of Bray Wyatt and whatnot, Miss Alexa Bliss has been missing in action as well. She's part of that whole story, but she's gone apparently for a completely different reason. She apparently had skin cancer, but it's been since taken care of. She's in the clear now.
But that wasn't it. She had it taken care of, but you know what she was doing, right?
What?
She was revealed last night as on The Masked Singer.
Oh.
She was away shooting The Masked Singer for weeks.
So it wasn't skin cancer?
No, she had skin cancer, but it was taken care... Skin cancer can be taken care of relatively quickly.
Right, okay.
She was doing The Masked Singer.
Right, a whole other
fucking...
I mean, Dr. Ken, man, that guy... that guy does any show. We could get Dr. Ken to do this podcast, probably. I mean, he does any show.
I mean, he obviously likes wrestling. He was at AEW, right? We should get him in here. Dr. Ken, get in here.
Dr. Ken, you owe me.
Oh, I want to hear this story.
I wrote for Dr. Ken on the Alec Baldwin roast.
Ah.
You owe me.
He put you over.
I did. Yeah. He didn't do 80% of the jokes I wrote for him. He's like, I can't say this joke about Caitlyn Jenner. Like, I'm in 7 commercials.
And you don't want to ruin that sweet gig at The Masked Singer.
He's the best. He probably, he'll be at WrestleMania. He goes from AEW. He'll probably be at Ring of Honor Friday night.
Yeah. I want to be at Ring of Honor Friday night. That'd be fun.
I'm overwhelmed with the activities that are planned for next week.
It's a lot.
I mean, it, multiple things every night.
Yeah.
A lot of them here. I mean, the Comedy Store is really... ground zero for a lot of WrestleMania stuff.
That's the point. We need to be in bed with WWE.
I know. So that I love Triple H. I love every single storyline the WWE's come up with. The Mountain Dew match was awesome. The Ultimate Warrior 3 DVD. He was an asshole. It should have been 10 DVDs on how out of control that
Okay, got. Babyface Earl is out
Babyface.
Of control.
All right.
The Mountain Dew match, best match I've ever seen. Yes. Top three.
I mean, the way you guys have handled Bray Wyatt since his return is stellar.
Okay.
That was a deep cut. Thanks, Earl. Anyway, final news of the WWE before we jump into WrestleMania. It's not really news. It's just, it seems the rumor mills are, flowing with the Bloodline is ending. And I wanted to see what your opinions are, you guys. Do you think it's ending? Do you think Cody wins at Mania and this becomes you know, this, the dismantling of the Roman Empire, if you will, everybody turning on the bloodline. Apparently, Roman Reigns is going to be gone after Mania until SummerSlam. Now, I really hope this doesn't mean he beats Cody and just doesn't show up again for 6 months, because that's going to be devastating. What do you think is happening?
I mean, I did mark out just now driving up here and seeing Cody on a gigantic built side of the building with Roman Reigns. Like, I mean, I remember the AEW billboard, same type of deal on a building, Sunset and Doheny, but this is like prime Sunset La Cienega. Like, he is the side of the building. So I can't imagine him losing at WrestleMania. I mean, I know we'll get into predictions.
Yeah.
And I think it would be, you know, just, he's one of the few names, the Rhodes name, where even casual fans know Dusty Rhodes. And,
yeah.
And, you know, maybe not so much Gold Dust, but, you know, he's pretty popular still, you know, to a degree. So
do you think that the bloodline should stop? Do you think we have reached the best part of this story and it should end?
I don't know if it should end, but it's definitely getting to slightly oversaturated, so I wouldn't mind if it was a temporary pause on it just to give others their shine, because I don't really know too many more ways it could go. You know, I mean, it's rebranded Sammy as, you know, a legit A-lister, which I loved, and I think it's Cody's moment. This is his WrestleMania moment.
I think they're feeding the news outlets. I don't think Roman's going to disappear. I don't think he's going to lose Sunday. Maybe he'll lose Monday. And Triple H said he's planning a lot of surprises. Maybe he'll lose Monday. I think Roman's leaving WrestleMania as champion. I think this isn't the ending everybody wanted. Everybody wanted Roman and The Rock. So I think when he does return, there will be... The bloodline's not over. The storyline's not over. I think it...
But do you think the Roman and Rock needs a belt?
It doesn't, no.
Yeah,
but I do think he's not going to lose at WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But
I mean, that would put Rhodes so over. I mean, he's already over because his promos have been great. Like, they've gotten me back into watching WWE again.
Yeah,
And I just think that it's the right thing to do to fully put him over and then have him. Maybe,
yeah, it's not like it's going to bury Roman if Cody wins. Roman will still be top guy. It's just, you know,
Rhodes needs that extra bit of shine right now, and he's never been hotter. I don't think he ever will be hotter in terms of, okay, now's the time to put the strap on him. So I hope he gets it. You know, Reigns, win or lose, like you say, he's almost in that Triple H category of win or lose, you're still Triple H.
Right.
You're still Roman Reigns. So
it's just so predictable. I really just hope that Cody... I would love to see Cody win the championship, but it's been so predictable for the last year. For it to end the way that everybody thinks it's going to end, that would be a mark on Triple H's pretty solid record since he took over.
But here's the thing, like, there's like a no-win situation there, because before Triple H, people were complaining that Vince was making irrational, crazy, unpredictable decisions that were all terrible. And so everybody was like, can we just get what we want for once? And now that we're getting what we want, we're like, well, this is too fucking predictable. We want something unpredictable. How do we win this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do we make the right choices? Because, you know, do we go predictable and make everybody happy? Like, at least the general public happy. People like you and I will be a little bit bummed because it's predictable, but the general public will pop. I don't know. Yeah. How do we do this?
I mean, it's so predictable. I don't know, but let's take a break before we get into predictions. I'm looking at this list.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's 13 matches.
But yeah.
That's not all of them.
Yeah. Let's take a break and we'll do them in a minute.
All right. We'll be right back with the predictions. Yes. And we're back. Back with our WrestleMania predictions. I'm going to try and run through some of these because it's 13 matches. So we have a tag team showcase for both men and women, for some reason, because they guess they have to have people on the card with no story or belts involved. So the men's, we've got Strowman Ricochet versus Alpha Academy versus Street Profits versus the Viking Raiders. At this point, it's just, it doesn't matter. So just make a pick of whoever you would like to see win that match.
I mean, I like Strowman. Like, they kind of butchered his return. you know, just nobody cares. So this is the prototypical I don't care who wins, which is never good, but I like Strowman, so I'll go with him.
Strowman, I will go with I'm going to go with the Street Profits. I like them. John?
They're really pushing the Viking Raiders for some reason. I think I have to go with the Viking Raiders.
Vikings? Okay. There is a women's match happening, but they haven't announced any of the teams except for one, I think. And so I'm just not going to touch on that right now.
Have any of the match nights been announced except for Roman? I'm just curious if these must be pre-show matches. I can't imagine they're
the showcase matches. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they haven't really announced any of the nights except I think the rumors are heavy that it's going to be Rhea and Flair for the night one headliner, and then Roman and Cody for night two. Although, you know, I know they want to showcase the women, but it should be Usos.
I heard
and
that's
Cam,
what it is, though.
KO and
I
Sammy.
Heard they changed it.
Hopefully, because that's what it should be. And I get it. You want to give the women a night to headline. But in this situation, this is a one in a lifetime chance that we have the storyline going on. So maybe not a good idea. Anyway, number two, Gunther, the current Intercontinental Champion, versus Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. Not together. It's a three-way.
I mean, you know, once again, I don't really care who wins. Like, you know, I was correct when I said Gunther would come out first in the Royal Rumble, so I'm going to ride the Gunther train.
Okay.
But I feel bad. Like,
I'm excited about it only because the Gunther-Sheamus match was so good that they're going to definitely have some really great moments during that match. And then you add Drew McIntyre, he's good. So it can't be bad. I don't think it'll go bad. And this is a good way to just get Sheamus and Drew McIntyre to break up. One of them costs the other one the match, and Gunther goes out on top. So I'm going to pick Gunther as well.
I mean, I do think it will be a good match. I'm just saying, like, that
doesn't matter story-wise.
Sheamus has kind of won me over recently. You know, I kind of got off the Sheamus train for a very long time. So if he wins, I won't be devastated. But I kind of like Gunther.
All right.
I think they're going to give Drew his WrestleMania moment. He was in the super, what was it called? The Thunderdome.
Oh, yeah.
He
it's kind of a downgrade, though, because he went from heavyweight champion to Intercontinental.
Yeah, but I think just the audience going crazy is what people want. But I think a lot of people are behind Gunther. I'm a little torn, but I think Drew's going to pin Sheamus for it.
All right. I'll put you down for McIntyre. I mean, I think Sheamus is more over than Drew right now, but we'll see. Next up, we got Edge versus Finn Balor.
Enough.
Hell in a Cell.
Enough.
This will probably be the end. This is seems like that's what they're building to, and I think Edge called out Finn to bring the demon, which makes me very, very happy. I hope it's a new version. I hope it's not the same red with the techno dreads. Bring out some Judgment Day version of the demon. That'd be exciting. Obviously, I'm picking Finn Balor.
Bring out the WCW demon, the guy who dressed as Gene Simmons. really. Gene would be very happy if that happened.
It's kind of cool that they're doing a Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania. That's kind of fun.
I just get worried with Edge and his neck. Hell in a Cell. Dude, you've done enough for the business. Just have a nice, normal 15-minute match. But I like Finn Balor in this one. Makes sense for Finn Balor to win.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to be in the upper deck when on Hell in a Cell night when you have a fucking cage blocking your view.
Red cage, which is even more of an eyesore. So who do you got, Finn or...
I'm going with Finn.
Finn? Okay. I think that's a given for everybody. Damage Control versus Becky, Lita, and Trish. I don't care.
Becky, Lita, and Trish. Also, do not give a fuck. Becky, Lita, and Trish.
Yeah.
There's no title even on the line. What are they doing taking the titles off Damage Control just for this bullshit?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, wait. Yeah, because the belts are on Lita and Trish. Yeah, or no, Lita and Becky.
Yeah, now we don't have a title defense at WrestleMania. Enough.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go with Damage Control. They've lost a lot of matches. The girls have the belts. They don't need to win that match. I think Damage Control wins, and I think Trish Stratus turns on Lita as we've expected, and we'll get a Lita versus Trish down the line at SummerSlam. So Damage Control for me. Earl?
I like Becky, Lita, and Trish.
Becky, Lita, whatever. And that's for you as well. All right.
BLT.
BLT. That's what it is. Awesome. I'm pretty sure that's why they put them together. All right. Next up, we've got Austin Theory, the United States champion, versus John Cena. Big match, John. I don't think he's going to win.
I think he's going to win.
But you
I
think Cena wins?
I think you're going to see the best match of Austin Theory's career.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I think it's going to be very similar to the Cena angle match where Cena got very close and Cena's going to win this by very little.
All right. So you're picking Cena.
I'm picking Cena.
Earl?
This is a tough one because I could see you can make a case for either guy winning. I mean, Cena's obviously a part-timer. It doesn't make a lot of sense for him to win, but boy, it's a tough one. Now, he could lose. I've been a little hard on his movies, so I'll go with John Cena.
I think Austin might also win by Cena might also win by disqualification. Austin Theory to just gather more heat might just hit him with the belt. But maybe. I think Cena's taking the win here either way.
I'm going to go with Theory. I think Cena has other movies to film. So I'm going to go with Theory.
I did like The Marine. I'll give him that because it had the girl from Nip Tuck in it.
Okay. Next up, Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. Also, I'm like you with Edge and Finn on this. Like, I'm done. Can we move on?
This is going to be a spot match, and yeah. Rollins is going to take it.
We're going to get a crazy spot from Logan Paul at Mania. He's got to have that viral moment. So, yeah. So you think Rollins?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a some kind of crazy curb stomp.
Ooh. Okay. Earl?
There's no way they can have Logan Paul beat Seth Rollins. Like, it's just, that's, like, it, I mean, after Omega Vikingo, I don't think anything's a spot fest to me. I do think there'll be one wacky spot, but, I mean, Rollins has to win.
I wouldn't be surprised if Logan Paul wins, but I think the decision is going to come down to Triple H wanting that WrestleMania crowd singing Seth Rollins' song on the way out. So I'm going to go with Rollins, although maybe Logan Paul takes it and I just lose that pick.
Because I do think Jake Paul losing the boxing match, it's kind of...
hurt the stock?
Has, you know, I think they're seen as one person. You know, a lot of people confuse them. So I don't think the Pauls are as hot as they once were.
Yeah.
Because Jake Paul finally fought a boxer. And he didn't get killed, but he lost. But, you know, Logan Paul's, like, he's pretty respectful to the business. So, but it makes zero sense to put him over.
Yeah.
If Rollins loses, I could see him in AEW in 2 years. Like, just be like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I mean, my guess would be we're seeing Rollins, Cody at SummerSlam.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Because Rollins lost every match against Cody. This might be the chance for Rollins to become champion again, taking it from Cody. So I can't see Rollins losing a lot, unless that starts after WrestleMania, but I can't see him losing to Logan.
Yeah. Okay, moving along. Lesnar versus Omos.
Fuck this already. I just want to walk out.
I got to say, though, I really enjoyed Brock's performance when they did the face-to-face. When Omos put his fist close to his face and Brock was just like, fuck. Like, for the first time, we get to see, like, a Brock that's like, Jesus, this is... that's a big boy. But again, and it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun just couple spots. Somebody's going to get through the barricade. I would like to see Brock try an F5 Omos. I think that's a ridiculous.
I want to see a suplex into like through the mat.
Yeah. You want a ring to collapse like that Big Show match.
Bam Bam Bigelow and ECW with Taz. I think they better have this match under 8 minutes.
They could do it if they put it right before the Hell in a Cell, because they're going to need time to bring down the cell. So, like, they can slam the ring and then, like, okay, we're going to have to reinforce the ring. So then
they absolutely cannot have this run more than 7 minutes. Both of these men would die.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, I mean, placement of this match is key, because if you put this match after, and of course, you never know what's going to be an amazing match and what isn't. But if they put this after, say, a spot fest type match, the crowd is just, they're going to lose the crowd.
I think this is opening Mania. I think Brock
Curtain Jerker, yeah, he's going to want to go home.
I think Brock wants to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm on the clock.
Brock, obviously, for me.
I mean, I'm going to go with Omos. They seem to be kind of building him up.
Oh, and, boy.
Well, not to, like, be champion, but, yeah. like, you know, he's definitely hasn't been this high profile ever. So I think a win over Lesnar is, you know, Lesnar is in that Triple H category of win or lose, he's still Lesnar. So
I don't know. He had a rough year since last year's Mania. I think Lesnar, the sizzle's sort of fading because he keeps losing these big profile matches.
I mean,
it's WrestleMania. He needs to win a goddamn match.
Not really, though. Like, I still think he's still Lesnar on Monday.
He's still Lesnar in the real world. He's still the guy who, if you get him in an octagon, he's going to rip your head apart. But in the wrestling world, he just keeps losing. And in that world, he starts being seen as the guy that's too old.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to turn Omos into the Big Show, who's going to have these floppy losses. And he's going to heel turn every 3 months.
So I'm guessing you're going with Brock?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. We're halfway there, guys. Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, something we've been calling for a while, you know, since the whole thing happened and he lost his match against Roman. It should be fun. I think it'll be a fun match. I kind of want this to be the end of that angle and just have KO and Sami go. It'd be fucking awesome if KO turns on Sami and joins the Bloodline, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That would be a cool swerve.
You imagine that shit?
I think we're going to see these teams go at it for the next few months. So yeah. I think until Roman's back, we're not going to see the Bloodline feuding with each other. And I think we're going to see Jey Uso and Roman at some point.
Hmm.
Probably SummerSlam.
Yeah. So for this match, I'm going to go with the feel-good moment. It is Mania. They like their feel-good moments. So KO and Sami.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. So they're going to be the next champs. All right. Same for you, John?
Yeah.
All right.
Same thing with the next match.
Bianca Belair and Asuka. Bianca's the champ. Asuka's gotten a new gimmick, although I will say they have completely fumbled the build. I hate when they do this shit where, like, hey, we know that they're going to have a match together at Mania, but the lead up to this, we're going to have them try and coexist in a tag team. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I know that Raw, Asuka finally beat up Bianca. But, like, why do we do this? Like, they're going to have a match. Make them hate each other. Why have them be friendly and having matches together? And then eventually, I don't know. Asuka for me, though.
Same.
Asuka forever.
Yep.
Same.
Asuka, Asuka, Asuka. All right. Charlotte Flair, current SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Mommy Rhea Ripley, I'm assuming with Dom at her side, because Dom doesn't, well, we'll get to that. But, yeah, Charlotte Flair versus Ripley. I'm picking Ripley. I think it's time. And also, we need to get the belt off Charlotte so she can win it back one more time and beat Ric Flair's record. So, that's my pick, Ripley.
Ripley. I do think it's her time.
Yeah. Same.
Yep. All righty. Now, for the final confirmed match, there are two other matches that are not confirmed that are on this list. Final confirmed match is the big one. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Is this it? Is it finally time for Roman to drop the belt? Is it Cody's time? You know, I'm torn. I'm torn. So I'm going to let Earl, because I know, Earl, you had Cody, right? You think it's his time?
I do think it's his time. I do think, you know, Reigns is, even though the Bloodline has rejuvenated him, I do think he's been shoved down our throats for a while now. I wouldn't mind if he took a month or so off or whatever, just to come back. And, you know, you could tell the billboards around town, Rhodes is heavily featured. I can't see them doing that and having him lose.
All right. John, you had Roman.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. I think Roman's going to take it into Monday, and he may get a little cocky on Monday and lose it on Raw. Triple H said there are a lot of surprises for Raw. We can't do 3 hours of returns because they have no room on the car on the shows anymore. So I imagine Roman's defending the title Monday, and we're going to see a change.
Because I will say, with Triple H, what I do love about him is we're the same age, so we grew up watching the same stuff. He's, I think, very loyal and respectful to Dusty Rhodes. You might be right. Maybe Cody wins Monday night, but I do think Rhodes, this is Triple H's way of saying, hey, I was a huge fan of your dad's. It's your time now.
It's very possible that I'm very fucking wrong, and I wouldn't put it past Triple H to try and entice other AEW guys to come over mm-hmm. when they see what the possibilities are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might change. We have a week. I might change my mind by next week.
Because, I mean, you know, I think they got a bad rap, and I know you guys are going to laugh when I say this, but they did get a bad rap with how Sting was, you know, treated when he came over. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's a very good point. You know, this is maybe a little bat signal in the air to MJF of, hey, bro, this could be you in a year.
Well,
so
I think mostly they want Kenny and the Bucks because those are the other EVPs. Those are the other guys that started a company with Cody.
I mean, so I don't care what they say. No professional wrestler does not want a WrestleMania moment.
Exactly. You can say whatever you want. It's
but I don't
bullshit.
Want to see. I don't think the WWE would allow a match like we saw last night with Omega and Vikingo.
Oh, no, that would never.
So I selfishly don't want to see Omega go to WWE because they'd put him in with like AJ Styles. I'm sure they'd have a great match, you know, the Bullet Club, and you know, you could do some stuff with that, you know, Gallows and Anderson. But like it would be like a 10-minute. It just, you know, and I think given Omega's health, one day a week sounds 4 pay-per-views a year. It sounds real good to his body.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
You know, who knows? It would be cool. Some, you know, LA Knight and Omega, like, whoa.
Well, I'm picking Cody because I'm voting with my heart. He's half Cuban. He inducted me into the Bullet Club. That's my boy. I'm in for Cody, although logic tells me Roman's walking out as champion, but I'm picking Cody. So, and if you're asking yourself why are we doing WrestleMania picks a week early, it's because we're not sure how crazy shit's going to be here this next week with everything that's happening. So we figured we'd get this out of the way now. There are two matches that are floating around, haven't been officially like confirmed, but Lashley versus Bray Wyatt. That's the one we talked about earlier. I mean, hopefully we get some kind of Bray Wyatt appearance. I don't want this actual match to happen, but something with Bray would be cool. If I'm going to pick anything, I'm picking Bray, though. So, Earl?
I mean,
if it's Earl, if we do get Bray and Lashley.
I'll go with Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Same. I mean, this guy's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Enough torturing this poor fucking guy with Uncle Howdy.
And then finally, we have the thing that they've been teasing back and forth every week. Apparently, we might get an answer this Friday on SmackDown. So, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. The Mysterio versus Mysterio. Rey wanted to retire, apparently, but this whole thing with Dominic has kind of lit up a little flame in his heart. But I'm sure after this whole feud, he's gone. I mean, he's going into the Hall of Fame. He's done his duty. When he came back the last time, I was blown away that he was like, wow, he's still going. And then he's been there for 3 or 4 more years since that. I think it's time for him to take a break or go away and then maybe have one final match like Ric Flair. If this happens, I would like to see Dom like inherit the mask too. That'd be cool. But if this match happens, I think Ray wins, obviously.
That would be a great face turn though, if like he took off the mask and gave it, like that would be like pretty cool.
Yeah. If it's Dom and Ray, who do you got?
I mean, you can't have him lose this. If it's his final match in the world of wrestling, who knows what that means. I'll go with Ray.
Okay. John?
I'm torn because I don't. There's the rest of that stupid group. You still have Damian Priest not doing anything that night. I just feel like he's going to interfere. I'm going with Dom.
Okay.
Because Backlash is in. Isn't Backlash in?
Actually, you're right. I'm going with Dom. Fuck that.
Where is Backlash? Is it the
Prison Dom takes it. Backlash is shortly after. It's like a month or two after Mania. I don't know where it is, but
I think it's in.
If it's San Diego.
I think it's Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah, the first time in a while.
Wow.
Bruiser Brody was killed.
Yeah. That's weird.
You could have Carlos Colon come in and do a run-in.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, or Carlito. Okay, well, those are all our picks. Before we leave, I do want to open up. We got a box in the mail. I want to see.
How about possible surprises?
Oh, yeah. Like, do you have some surprises? I mean, while I open this, give me some surprises.
Oh, no. I mean, Jay White, you know, would I don't know where he would come in, but that'd be a cool surprise. And a nice FU to AEW. You know there's going to be at least one FU to AEW.
Yeah, the speed that he pulled out that knife was miraculous.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, don't fuck with me on the streets of LA. I got you.
I don't think they're gonna be surprised unless they do like one of those battle royals. WrestleMania is the culmination of the year. I think the surprises come Monday and Friday.
And where's Ziggler in this? Like, is he not in WrestleMania?
Dude, Omos just crushed him last week. I don't think he's got anything going on. He's going to be here during WrestleMania.
We might have a chance to ask him that next week.
We could just tell him that if he wants to come watch Mania here, we could just watch it on the
I mean, he's going to be, I guess we could
He'll
promote that now. He has two shows here next week. He's going to be doing Not Sam on Wednesday night, Not Sam-a-Mania.
Yes, let's talk about that. We have confirmed at Not Sam-a-Mania, Dolph Ziggler, Medusa, formerly Alundra Blaze, and Baron Corbin.
And we have a few more.
Oh, yes. Rome, Austin Rome.
Yeah.
That's his first name, Austin. Yes, Rome, the announcer, and Kathy Kelly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And one more that we have not announced. He's not a wrestler, but he's a comedian, a wrestling fan.
Brad Williams?
No.
Oh.
We can maybe get...
I know who it is.
I don't know if you do.
Maybe?
It's a long shot. You can take a guess.
It's not Fluffy, is it?
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, Dr. Ken...
I don't want to spoil it. I'm sure Sam might announce it on his podcast Monday. This is his show. Listen to Not Sam Wrestling, but there are a few tickets left. Definitely get tickets to the Main Room show. It's going to be fun. We got our boys here going to make a cameo and present Sam with a special belt.
Do I get to hit him or something?
No.
Can I hit him with the belt?
No, but it's funny because we were talking about like potentially doing a segment, like you guys come out and like if there's a belt in a segment, we have our sponsor for the shows. We have Whistle Pig, who's great, but we have Trophy Smack, who created the belt for us. We can't have Medusa grab the fucking belt and throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, but that's...
Ooh, how about we throw this one in the trash? No, I'm just kidding.
That's
no,
one of the great... Not just because she's a woman, but like one of the great promos in the history of wrestling. And, you know, when she dumped the WWE belt in the trash, I mean, that... And she's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that boy, she must have done some real brown nosing to get back in. I mean, that is one of the great all-time... FU segments.
And just to add, she's going to be doing, if you buy tickets, she's going to be in the Main Room lobby signing her books before the show. So,
oh, meet and greet.
Yeah. Make sure you get here early enough to get good seats and also get a book signed by her, or else she'll sign your...
Listen, I better get ahead of the line. I've done a lot of free work in this business. And I'll buy the book. That's fine, but I want to be the first in line.
Well, hopefully, I have a cool guest for you next for the weekend, the Monday after WrestleMania.
Well, I tell you, I've got some friends of mine who were on the Ric Flair roast saying, "Hey, we're coming." I think a lot of veterans are coming. Like they're like,
yeah,
it's just. F it, let's come to LA. So we got some
week.
Of my Ric Flair roast compatriots making a surprise. They might, I don't know what's going on.
WWE is doing right by taking over the city because I don't think people are coming out like this to the non-coastal states. New York, they'll do it. LA, they'll do it. Florida, maybe, but it's very difficult to get someone in the middle of the country to just everyone fly there. There's nothing to do. It's not as exciting as like LA.
Also, huge recent announcement. Andy Kaufman going into the Hall of Fame.
Yes. How did we leave that off?
I don't know how we forgot that, but yes, we didn't forget it. We got it. Andy Kaufman in the Hall of Fame. WWE showing respect to comedy is huge for me. I think that all of this is starting to make more sense now.
Yeah, and we have so much news to just throw out. Starting next Thursday up until, I believe, Monday, WWE Access, the shop over there, we're going to have a WWE, and we haven't announced it anywhere yet, so this is the first time you're going to hear it. We have a WWE Comedy Store collaborated shirt with Comedy Store Wrestling logo on the back.
And Hell yeah.
They will also be having a WWE Andy Kaufman shirt. I just found that out. Pretty sick. So
that's huge.
We're going to get some people to Access. We're going to cover it for the pod. We'll get some content, but it'll
be fun. Hell yeah.
And I'll take a table bump from any wrestler that wants to slam me through a table. Ziggler, you want to do it? That's fine.
Dewdrop's not doing anything.
Hey, ooh. That'd be the happiest day of Earl's life.
Would that be if Dewdrop just, you know, put me through a table? I'd do that. I don't care what the injury would be.
Awesome.
All right, I don't think Peter Shore is going to buy into that.
I got money. Me and Peter are cool now.
Oh, no, I know, but I don't think he wants anyone on his property getting slammed on the table.
We can do it outside. All right,
we'll do it like where that guy was just lying on the sidewalk. We'll do it right there.
Comedy Store, baby.
This is the only club on earth that, you know, for those of you wondering what the hell I'm talking about, there was just a guy just lying down on the sidewalk, just on...
Like close to the entrance, not like off to the side, like...
But
right by the
smart
entrance.
Enough to realize that he was on the part of the sidewalk where the Comedy Store doesn't own it.
Yeah.
So, like, there's nothing. He like, functional stupidity.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's the mean streets of L.A., as Stone Cold likes to say.
Next week is going to be wild.
We're
going to
have a crazy time. I'm off of work for a full week just so I can be here for all of the craziness. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm going to just say it. I've stopped drinking beer. I'm drinking tequila right now, but I stopped drinking beer and I started working out. I've lost 10 pounds this month just to be in tip shape for WrestleMania.
He's
going to
wear 3 pairs of underwear on Thursday night.
You have no idea.
It's going to be, no, I do have an idea.
So
Earl's on babysitting duty.
Yeah, right.
Nah, dude.
We've got this awesome box of hot sauce from my buddy Kyle over at Hella Hot Hot Sauce. There's a bunch of bottles. That's the Cajun something. What else? We got some more stuff in here. Skeletal Remains Ripperology. Look at that with the wax tip. That's
back
amazing.
Them up a little bit. Nobody could see it.
Back them up. All right. Yeah, there you go. Look at that. We got, what's this? Sprinkle Me Good. Sweet and Spicy Hot Sauce. It seems like there's more than just hot sauce in here, though. There's like a bag or something. Let's see what all these popcorn things are. Oh, there's a shirt and some stickers. Extremely Hot Hot Sauce. We got a shirt in here.
That looks to be a very large shirt.
Yeah, it's probably for me, huh? There we go. That's my buddy Kyle.
Oh, that kind of looks like me.
Hella Hot Sauce. Kind of looks like you. Dude, thank you so much for sending this. This is awesome.
Thank you.
We'll definitely dig into some of these. Oh, there's more stuff.
We love free stuff here at Comedy Store shirts. Wrestling.
Look at this shirt. This
Double one. X. Those are for you, man.
Those are for me, buddy.
Double X. Yeah.
Hot sauce and t-shirts. Thank you so much, Kyle. Also, we announced it last week here with Josh Barnett, but it's officially out. We packaged it. It's going to be available at Bloodsport 9 at the Ukrainian Cultural Center at 4 p.m. on March 30th. You can't buy tickets to Bloodsport, but if you have tickets to Bloodsport, I collaborated with Josh Barnett on this beer. It's done. It's in my hands, and you'll be able to buy one at the show. It's the Black Blood of the Earth. It's an 11.5% barley wine. It's going to fuck you up. Barnett has famously has a bourbon that he, you know, promoted on Rogan and all these things. We took those barrels and aged that beer in those barrels, and that's what's in this can. Tastes like bourbon. So if you want one, he's probably going to sign a few of these. Come get one at Bloodsport 9 and come say what's up to me, because I'm going to be there slinging them like a fucking drug dealer. Anyway, that's the show for this week. Lots of exciting things. Yeah, well, go ahead.
This is a serious question. Who's in the Hall of Fame this year?
Right now, it's just Rey Mysterio, Andy Kaufman, the Great Muta, And I think they're still saying they're inducting Batista, but...
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. They're recording it again after SmackDown, so I just don't think they have that much time in the venue, so they're keeping it small.
Yeah, they're going to keep it short. Also because the previous ones go a little long. When the old guys start talking, it's hard to cut those mics. Right, Earl?
I mean, you know who I want in. He's dead, so his speech is going to be real short.
And I heard possibly Billy and Chuck.
I want Kamala in this goddamn Hall of Fame.
Well, if Triple H is here next week, you pull him aside, you say, listen, motherfucker.
Can we just get him up for 2 minutes? I want to sales pitch Kamala.
Oh, boy.
SD Jones is in the Hall of Fame. He was a jobber. Kamala, Undertaker's first big feud. Kamala. Hogan, not his first big feud, but after Andre the Giant, Kamala. Put him in the Hall.
Kamala versus Daniel Bryan.
I mean, we might want to leave that. I mean, Abdullah the Butcher is in the WWE Hall of Fame. Sold his ring the year later. Like, just put him in so his family can get a couple bucks. Yeah. You know, I don't know, off a WWE t-shirt or whatever. Like, Kamala, come on. Put the Ugandan Giant in.
There you go. So to wrap all the stuff that we just announced, the Not Sam-a-Mania tickets are available at NotSamLive.com.
Not many, though.
Not many left. You don't want to miss it. It's like the names that we already announced that are going to be here are big. You don't know who's just going to be maybe watching from the audience, hanging around the building. Get your tickets. Come hang out for Not Sam-a-Mania. Also, the next day, Hunkamania here in the belly room with Dolph Ziggler, Ryan Nemeth, and a bunch of their friends. I may or may not know who is coming. I'm not going to say, but
it's sold out. Don't even. Oh,
it's sold out.
It's sold out.
Too bad you missed out.
Come say I'm on the lineup. Just say Earl told me to come. let's overpack it. I mean, get a vibe. And if you don't get to go upstairs in the belly room, hang in the front patio.
Yep.
You know, you can drink and do whatever you do.
Just don't punish the talent, all right? Because you will get kicked out.
Next week is going to be like the old days here. Like,
it's going to be fun.
It's just going to be packed. 60,000 wrestling fans roaming to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And the Comedy Store is really going to be ground zero. The wrestlers are going to be here. The wrestling fans are going to be here. Great comics who like wrestling are going to be here. It's like chicks are going to be here.
There's going to be chicks.
Hot girl. Chicks equals dicks, as my promoter friend told me. So, like, you've got to come to the Comedy Store Wednesday through probably Raw.
Yeah. It'll be pretty packed here.
Awesome. Well, make sure to follow all the activity on Instagram at Comedy Store Wrestling, on Twitter at Store is War. You can follow me at RRBG Podcast. I'm going to be running around doing a million things. So if you want to catch some stuff that's going to be happening on the outskirts, that'll be me. Follow Earl. Earl, where do they follow you at?
At Earl Skakel. And if I'm on the lineup next week, which I should be, come as my guest. You know, who knows what room. It's going to be a free-for-all next week. So just DM me on Instagram. I'll do what I can to get you into some shows.
Yeah, make sure to follow at Comedy Store Studios for John and all the other awesome shows on our network. Thank you, Kyle, for all the hot sauce and the t-shirts. That'll be it. We'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll be all intact.